What is going on, everyone? My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor, and welcome back to the Decade Investor Podcast. What I want to talk about today is a video clip I saw from Jack Bogle. John Bogle is his actual name, but sometimes he is commonly referred to as Jack Bogle. But it's a video clip I saw. It's about a minute, 20 seconds long. And it just talks about how to handle market decline. So I'm going to let you listen to this video, and then I want to give some commentary on it. But why this is important is because number one is Jack Bogle. You've probably heard of what he did. He was the founder of the Vanguard Group. So you probably heard of Vanguard once or twice in your life. But he was also a major proponent of index fund investing. He basically revolutionized index fund investing for how we know it today. So thank you so much to Mr. Bogle. He has recently passed away, so rest in peace to him. But what I want to do in this episode is let you listen to this video, and then I'll give some commentary on it.
Steve Floyd wants to know if the U.S. stock market suddenly went into an unexpected broad market decline of greater than 25% and still heading south, what would you tell us to help us stay the course?
Well, the first thing I'd say was, who the heck knows whether it's still heading south? It may have stopped going down at 25%, and a lot of them do stop in the 20-25% range. But, you know, it's an opportunity to buy more, and certainly, you know, there are a lot of funny ways of, it's not very hard to give advice on these kind of things. But the one piece of advice I would categorically give everybody, for God's sake, don't stop a program of regular investing because the market goes down. You're killing the whole value of dollar cost averaging, and it may go down for a few more years. Who really knows? But so much the better when you're putting money in every month, because it will come back. I think we're in a little dangerous territory now, as I tell people. And the 25% drop, 35% drop is easily possible. It's always possible, just because markets are markets. So I think the questioner is right to say, you know, what should I do? And I guess the answer generally is, don't do something, just stand there.
Now, this video was a few years old. So when he says we are in, you know, bad territory right now, is a few years old. But basically, this video is, to me, one of the greatest videos you can watch whenever you freak out about a market downturn. If we are in a market downturn, come back to this video and listen to it, because he shares four key points that I want to talk about. The first thing he said was, if the U.S. market is down 25%, and he said, quote unquote, who the heck knows whether it is still heading south? Meaning, just because the market's down 25%, what happens? A lot of people freak out. Oh no, the market's down 25%, 30%. It's going to go down forever. It's going to keep on going down. It's already down 25%. It's going to keep on going down. He is saying, who the heck knows whether it is still heading south, aka still going down. Maybe that is the bottom. Maybe that is where we go back and we start to go back up. He doesn't know. No one knows what the market is going to do. Just because it was down or is down 25% does not mean it will still keep on heading south. The second key takeaway that I want to talk about is, he said, a down market is, quote unquote, an opportunity to buy more. You've probably heard me say that many times, and I'm not saying that I was the first one to say that. I'm just repeating what I've learned from many, many successful investors. But he said that too. A down market is an opportunity to buy more. An opportunity to buy more. Notice the change of perspective that maybe you've heard of before. Maybe you've heard people talk about before when the market's down. The market's down, stock market's crashing, my money's lost forever. The stock market's a scam, I'm out. You might have heard that. He is saying down market equals opportunity to buy more, because he says in point four, I'm jumping over three, I'll come back to three, but in point four, he says, if the market is in a decline, he goes, quote unquote, for God's sake, don't stop a program of regular investing because the market goes down. You're killing the whole value of dollar cost averaging. It may go down for a few years, who really knows, but it will come back. So when you see and view a down market as an opportunity to buy more, just keep on dollar cost averaging, it may go down for a few more years, but it will come back. Obviously, there's no guarantee, and he made that clear, there's no guarantee if the market will come back. But historically, 100% of the time that the market has had a 25% pullback, it has came back. So he is saying, view a down market as an opportunity to buy more. And point number four is, if the market is in a decline, don't stop a program of regular investing because the market goes down. You're killing the whole value of dollar cost averaging. Point number three is this: what to do in a bad market. He says, and I love this quote, he says, don't do something, just stand there. Wow, that's powerful, isn't it? Don't do something, just stand there. And I know that sounds counterintuitive, right? What we think we should do is, if the market is in a bad spot, if it's down 25%, we think we should go do something, right? We're doing something wrong. Our money's down 25%. We are doing something wrong. But Jack Bogle says, don't do something. Just stand there. He says it may go down for a few more years. Who really knows? But it will come back. Don't do something. Just stand there. I get fired up about this because hearing it from him, who has been a very, very successful person, investor, businessman in his lifetime, what he has done when he was alive, it's incredible. And these are the things that I like to learn from, to hear what did he do with his money? How did he view investing? And then how can I take that and learn from it? He says, if the market's in a downturn, if it is down 25%, don't do something, just stand there. AKA, if you're just dollar cost averaging every single week, even if the market's down 25%, don't change a thing. Just stand there. Don't change a thing. Just keep on dollar cost averaging. Just keep on buying. That's what he says to do. And the only answer, if it's true or false, is we'll find out, you know, 5 or 10 years down the road, if buying in today was worth it, or buying in 2022, or buying in 2020, or buying in 2000, or in buying in 2008, we won't know until the future. But if we look back historically, buying in 2022 so far looks really good. Buying in 2020 so far looks really good. Buying in 2008, 2009 looks really, really good. Buying in 2000, 2001 looks really, really good. Buying in those times where market's down 25% or more, rather than doing something, changing your strategy, selling, getting out of the markets, running away, rather than doing that, just standing there and staying the course, so far has viewed to be a better, you know, choice in the time. Maybe not the easiest choice because you're down 25%, but historically speaking, it was the best choice to not do something, to just stand there, just keep on the program. He says in point four, don't stop a program of regular investing because the market goes down. You're killing the whole value of dollar cost averaging. What is the takeaway from this video? What is the takeaway from listening to him talk? This is my takeaway. When the market is in a decline, do not freak out. Do not make emotional decisions with your money. Follow the plan. Follow your plan. If it is to dollar cost average, then just keep on dollar cost averaging. Follow your plan. When the market is in decline, don't freak out. Don't make emotional decisions with your money. Don't do something because the market's down 25%. Just stand there. From experience, 2020, guess what I did? I just kept on investing. 2022, I just kept on investing, and my portfolio looks really good because of it. I actually read a post earlier this morning before I recorded this episode. Someone said in 2008, 2009, a lot of his friends were selling out of the market because, you know, the market was down a lot. And he goes, I just kept on investing. I just stayed the course. And now he's in his late 40s and he's retired because he just kept staying the course in 2008. It probably wasn't the easiest decision. It wasn't probably the popular decision either, but he just stayed the course and he's been rewarded because of it. So this video from Mr. Bogle, from Jack Bogle, John Bogle, again, he went by both names, talking about how to handle market declines. I highly recommend that you go back and listen to him speak. It's about a minute and 20 seconds long of him talking. And replay that time and time again. When you freak out, when the market's down, listen to that. Listen to him. My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor. I hope you enjoy this episode. I hope it's very helpful for you. If you really did enjoy the episode, please be sure to share it with a friend or rate it 5 stars on whatever podcasting platform you're listening to it right now. But thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.